Harlequin Best-Selling Author Collection and Harper Audio present A Little Bit Country by Debbie Maycumber, performed by Karen White. Featuring the bonus story, Her Easter Prayer, by Lee Tobin McLean, performed by Tanya Eby.
1.
Help! Fire! Rory Campbell cried as she leaped out of the small foreign car. Smoke billowed from beneath the hood, rising like a burnt offering to a disgruntled god. Rory ran across the road, and a black-and-white cow ambled through the pasture toward her, stopping at the split-rail fence. Soulful brown eyes studied her, as if the cow wondered what all the commotion was about.
"It's not even my car," Rory said, pointing in the direction of the vehicle. All of a sudden, smoke started coming out. The cow regarded her blankly, chewing its cud, then returned lazily to the shade of a huge oak tree.
"I think it's on fire. Dan's going to kill me for this," Rory muttered as she watched the uninterested animal saunter away. "I don't know what to do." There was no water in sight, and even if there had been, Rory didn't have any way of hauling it to the car. She was so desperate, she was talking to a cow, and she'd almost expected the creature to advise her.
"Howdy."
Rory whirled around to discover a man astride a chestnut stallion. Silhouetted against the warm afternoon sun, he looked like an apparition smiling down at her from the side of the hill opposite Dan's car.
"Hello." Rory's faith in a benign destiny increased tenfold in that moment. "Boy, am I glad to see another human being." She'd been on this road for the past 2 hours and hadn't encountered another car in either direction.
"What seems to be the problem?"
Leather creaked as the man swung out of the saddle with an ease that bespoke years of experience.
I don't know," Rory said, flapping her hands in frustration. "Everything was going just great when all of a sudden the car started smoking like crazy."
"That's steam."
"Steam? You mean the car isn't on fire?"
The man flipped the reins over his horse's head and walked toward the hood of the sports car. It was then that Rory realized the man wasn't a man at all, but a boy, 16, or possibly a little older. Not that Rory was particular. She was just grateful someone had stopped.
"A friend of mine insisted I drive his MGB up to Seattle," she sighed. "I should have known that if anything went wrong, I'd be at a total loss about what to do. I should have known." The boy whipped a large blue-starred hanky from the hip pocket of his faded jeans and used it to protect his hand while he raised the hood of her car. The instant he did, a great white cloud of steam swirled up like mist from a graveyard in a horror movie.
"I thought I'd take the scenic route," Rory explained, frantically waving her hand in front of her face to dispel the vapor. "The man at the gas station 100 miles back said this is beautiful country. He said I'd miss some of the best scenery in Oregon if I stuck to the freeway." Rory knew she was chattering, but she'd never experienced this type of situation before or felt quite so helpless.
"It's not only the best scenery in the state, it tops the whole country if you ask me," the boy murmured absently while he examined several black hoses beneath the raised hood.
Rory looked at her watch and moaned. If she wasn't in Seattle before 6, she'd lose her hotel reservation. This vacation wasn't starting out well. Not at all. And she'd had such high expectations for the next 2 weeks.
"I think you've got a leak in your water pump," the teenager stated,
sounding as though he knew what he was talking about.
"But it's hard to tell with all that fancy stuff they got in these foreign cars. Clay can tell you for sure."
"Clay?"
"My brother."
"Is he a mechanic?"
Rory's hopes soared.
"He's done his share of working on cars, but he's not a mechanic."
Rory gnawed on her lower lip as her spirits plummeted again. Her first concern was getting to a phone. She'd make the necessary arrangements to have the car repaired, and then call the hotel to ask if they'd hold her room. Depending...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?